We also want to know about the Rogers Park Metro Station. Let's get to Extremely Local News, sponsored by Marquette Banker, Extremely Local Bank. And it's Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Happy Friday.
What's going on with that Rogers Park train station?
Well, the neighbors will tell you that not much has been going on for about 30 years. This is the UP North Line at Ravenswood and Lunt in Rogers Park. It's really sort of fallen into disrepair. It hasn't had a renovation in three decades, but Metra met with the neighbors just this week, along with the alderman up there, Maria Haddon, and they promised them a brand spanking new station that they're going to build it. Instead of having the warming station on the street level, they're going to put it up in the track level so you can wait for the trains inside there. They're going to fix the stairs. They're going to fix everything. But the only caveat was they're not going to do this until 2025, and it's going to take until 2027 to finish it. So people were pretty upset when they announced that. They said, listen, you haven't fixed this thing in years and years and years, and now we got to wait three more years before you even start working on it. But progress is slow, especially when it comes to railroads.
Yeah, for sure. North Center's Rib Fest is back. That's good news.
Right. It's not just not just the Air and Water Show this weekend. Rib Fest, which is gets a really huge crowd. This is in the North Center neighborhood. It runs from Lincoln, from Irving Park to Berteau. And my son and I used to go to this every year and just try to see how many ribs we could eat. And we always, you know, went home feeling extremely ill.
Well, that's a great advertisement.
It's a great advertisement for it. Yeah, exactly. You can tell I'm not part of the North Center Chamber of Commerce, but it's a fantastic time as long as you don't try to eat every single rib there like I did. But it's a great time. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It runs, it starts tonight, actually, 5 to 11, and then 11 till 10 Saturday and Sunday. It's a great time, especially with nice weather. Mm-hmm. The lines are usually manageable, and they've got music all throughout the day. Good time.
Along Lincoln Avenue between Irving Park and Berteau. And this is funny. You don't have to visit a museum to see some of the world's most renowned paintings. You can spot them in Chicago's potholes.
This is one of the great Chicago stories. It's been going on for a while now. A street artist named Jim Bakker, he has been filling in potholes all around the city with, it started with, he would just do mosaics that said pothole with the Chicago flag, but he's gotten really fancy in recent years. And just in the last couple of weeks, he's been doing potholes of famous Art Institute paintings. One of them is Edward Hopper's Nighthawks, Van Gogh's The Bedroom. And he's got also American Gothic, of course, from Grant Wood. So you can find these around town. If you go to Bakker.com, B-A-C-H-O-R, you can. He's got the exact listings of where they are. But just a little bit of whimsy, he says. He actually says a little bit of joy that you didn't expect in a ridiculous space. So sort of rogue pothole fillings. He goes out and does them really quickly, and they last for a long time.
Fun. In the West Loop, Rogers Park, Wicker Park, and Old Irving Park, go to blockclubchicago.org for more. Thanks, Seamus. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.